The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Holy Father, I pray not only for these, but for those also who through their words will believe in me. May they all be one. Father, may they be one in us, as you are in me and I am in you, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one, with me in them and you in me. May they be so completely one that the world will realize that it was you who sent me, and that I have loved them as much as you love me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they may always see the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Father, righteous one, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. I have made your name known to them, and will continue to make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and so that I may be in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. So, here's a question for you. Who do you think the most important people in the world are? Probably not celebrities. Let's cross celebrities off from the offset. What about politicians? They make our laws and they have power over us. So maybe they're the most important people in the world. But then again, maybe not. Because once they're out of office, they don't have any power anymore. So maybe business people, business tycoons, people like Bill Gates or Elon Musk, who I discovered on the internet the other evening. I Googled him, and he's some tech genius whose personal wealth stands at $18.1 billion. That's billion, not million. $1 billion. I mean, that's a lot of money. Imagine how many penny dips you could get at the sweetie shop with that much money. But then again, perhaps philosophers, because philosophers are important, because even after they die, you know, their thoughts and their ideas shape our culture. So who do you think are the most important people in the world? Whoever it is that you imagine is the most important person in the world, try this as a thought experiment. You walk into their office one day and you catch them talking. What do you think they would be talking about? I mean, what do you imagine Joseph Stalin and Chairman Mao would be saying to each other in their offices? What would Socrates be saying to Plato? Or what would Bill Gates be saying to Elon Musk? What do you imagine would be their topic of conversation? How shocked would you be if you found out they were talking about you? If, of all the things in the world they could talk about, the most important thing they could find to talk about was you, how shocked would you be? And what if not only were they talking about you, but one of them were saying, I want to adopt him. I want to make her part of my family so that they can share absolutely everything I have. That would be kind of unexpected, I imagine. But in the gospel today, we have Jesus praying to his Father. So that's God the Son speaking to God the Father. And whichever way you cut it, that's more important than business tycoons and politicians and philosophers. And more than that, we know that this dialogue between Father and Son happens at the Last Supper. So it's the night before Jesus enters into his passion. And I imagine the thought of that would tend to focus one's mind. And what are they talking about? Well, listen. Holy Father, I pray not only for these, that's the people in front of him, the apostles, but also for those who through their words will believe in me. That's us. On the night before the most important events of his life, the most important person in the history of the universe was talking to God the Father about you. Fact. Full stop. If you ever feel neglected, forgotten, passed over, ignored, or worthless, you would do well to remember that on the night before he died, Jesus did not forget you, and he thought you were worth thinking about and praying for. And what was Jesus asking for? Father, may they be one in us, as you are in me, and I am in you. Father, may they become my brothers and sisters. May they have a share in everything I have. May they have a share in everything I am. May they share the life of perfect union, perfect wholeness, and perfect love that I share with you, Father. Jesus is God the Son, and that was his prayer for you the night before he died. And because God the Father loves Jesus perfectly, he will refuse nothing to his Son. He might not work according to the deadlines we want, but he refuses nothing to his Son. Holy Father, I pray not only for these, but also for those who through their words will believe in me. May they be one in us, as you are in me, and I am in you.